This is a short story about how a night out in college some 40 years ago can lead you to a major decision that you make today. I'm Mary Engish, and you're listening to Weekend Edition. In 1981, John Getchell left his home in Maine to tour some New England colleges, and one of those colleges was Bennington.
When I was a prospective student at Bennington back in 1981, after a Friday night party, I was brought to the Blue Bend Diner to recover. and had one of the best meals I've ever had.
Getchell is the brand new owner of the Blue Ben. That is the iconic Bennington diner that has sat in the same space since 1948. I got to catch up with John Getchell just after a busy lunch service on Friday afternoon. The diner was still humming with folks visiting and eating, the sounds of silverware and dishes in the background. And I started off by asking John, who purchased the diner, which had sat quiet since March due to COVID-19, what, if any, changes were coming to the Blue Ben?
Yeah, we're trying to do everything we can to be as safe as possible. The air filtration system changes the air in the diner every 3 minutes, and in the process kills all airborne pathogens. What we decided was that we were going to create plexiglass barriers, and rather than just sort of hammer, you know, screw plexiglass into 2x4s, we're going to make nicely framed plexiglass barriers and paint them to show that we're taking this seriously. And hopefully if we take it seriously, it will encourage our patrons to take it seriously and also makes the diner look nicer.
I caught up with Getchell on the third day of the Blue Ben's reopening. He had purchased it back in December after seeing that it was for sale in July. The previous owners, Sonny and Mary Lou Monroe, had operated the Blue Ben Diner since 1973.
When the diner shut down last March, primarily because of COVID, it was just too big a change for the previous owner to contend with. And she was ready to retire anyway. That was just sort of her signal. But it was a real gut punch to this town. You know, it had been the town's alternative dining room for such a long time. Getting it back open again and making it so that people could come back in was really critical. So far, so good. We opened on Wednesday. The response from the town, the groundswell of support has been just fantastic.
So you're keeping up with COVID-19 protocols. Did you make any changes to the menu?
The menu is gigantic, always has been. It really hasn't changed since the time I was a college student.
How happy is the staff to be back working in their familiar workspace?
Yeah, that's a really key point. I mean, part of the whole business equation was not only to maintain the same menu, the same place, but also the same staff. And quite frankly, the head cook is a fellow named Brian Carpenter, who was Sonny Monroe, the previous owner. He was Sonny Monroe's protege. There's not another person on the planet who could execute this menu. And it's a complicated menu. And, you know, for the past couple of days, I've been in the kitchen watching Brian work. And, you know, it's like a ballet. Actually, if I couldn't have gotten Brian, I wouldn't have done it. And also having these waitresses who have been here for, you know, some of them, you know, 25 plus years, they're the faces that the patrons expect to see. And it creates a atmosphere of warmth and conviviality that's just fantastic. I mean, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, the town workers come in before they start their shifts. Everybody knows everybody. It's like a 21st century Norman Rockwell painting.
Do you have a menu close by? Can you read a couple items?
Absolutely. So one of the things that's really nice about the Blue Ben is that virtually everything is homemade. We do sort of a hot Thanksgiving turkey dinner every day. And Brian cooks the turkeys every day. It's the real bird, and he makes the stuffing and the gravy. And that's a really, really popular menu item. People really love it.
I asked Getchell if he remembered the very first omelet that started it all back in 1981 after that Friday night party at Bennington College.
I ordered what's called the Sir Ben omelet, which is chicken, broccoli, mushrooms, cheddar cheese, and topped with hollandaise sauce. And it was so good that I remember what I had in that meal all those years ago, which, you know, that says something.
And Getchell said that the cook still hand makes the pies, muffins, cakes, and yes, donuts. Plus, there are still jukeboxes at every single booth, so bring your spare change. Find out more on this story about the Blue Ben reopening at vpr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition.